This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Although the coronavirus vaccines are not available to the general public at this time, Dr. Marty McCary tells Fox News you need to be proactive to get your vaccination.
Ask and fight for that vaccine. The best place to go is to go to the website of your local CVS or Walgreens or major pharmacy or your local hospital. Right now, it's not available to the public, so you've got time, but everyone's going to have to assess their own personal risk and fight for themselves.
As we get ready to head into phase two of the vaccine, the general public won't have access until phase five. President-elect Joe Biden says his transition teams have encountered obstruction from President Trump's political leadership at the Defense Department and the Office of Management and Budget. Biden said, "Right now, we aren't getting all the information that we need from the outgoing administration in key national security areas. It's nothing short, in my view, of irresponsibility." End quote. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more.
800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Portland, Oregon police officials are asking the public to help break the cycle of violence where shootings and murders have jumped exponentially. At least 850 shootings have been reported in Portland as of December 24th. That's up more than 116%, with 393 shootings reported in all of 2019. Dr. Fauci is warning Americans COVID-19 is still deadly. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott tells us more.
December has been the nation's deadliest month of the pandemic, with more than 63,000 deaths. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN's State of the Union the trend is quite troubling.
The reason I'm concerned and my colleagues in public health are concerned also is that we very well might see a post-seasonal, in the sense of Christmas, New Year's, surge. And as I've described it, as a surge upon a surge.
Dr. Fauci says he shares the concern of President-elect Joe Biden that the pandemic might actually get worse in the next few weeks. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The New England Patriots were thoroughly defeated by the Buffalo Bills on Monday Night Football, 38-9. Patriots head coach Bill Belichick gives a nod to the Bills.
Tonight, you know, we didn't play as well as we're capable of, and Buffalo played well. So they're certainly a better team tonight, and they, you know, were better than we were in all phases of the game. Offense, defense, special teams, playing, coaching. Fundamentals, they did a better job than we did.
Patriots quarterback Cam Newton says all he wants to do is win.
Yeah, it's disappointing. You know, I'm just doing what I'm asked to do, trying to be the best player for this team that I can possibly be. That's what it is. I'm just trying to do and be the best player that I could possibly be for this team. And that's what it is. It's nothing that another opposing team is doing. But I'd be the first to say that I need to get better. It starts with practice. I just want to win.
Buffalo quarterback Josh Allen broke a team record with 34 touchdown passes this season. Josh credits his success to the team.
We care about each other a lot in Buffalo, the way that we practice, the way that we work, the way that we attack each and every day and come out here and play for each other. It's a fun group to be a part of. Again, hats off to our front office for bringing in the guys that they've brought in. Ultimately, it's about the Jimmy and Joes and going out there and executing a game plan, and we did that tonight.
For the final week of the regular season, the Bills host the Dolphins Sunday. The Patriots will host the Jets. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Live. It's our mission and principle one, and pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Professor Paul Kengor joins us now, the professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, where the state itself has been experiencing a lot of heat these days, Paul, and proving to us that democracy really demands courage. And with all this voter fraud evidence, doesn't it demand a verdict?
Yeah, it sure does, Bill. It's a crazy situation here. And I followed Pennsylvania very carefully. Mm-hmm. I live here. As you know, we've talked about this a number of different times, the run up to the election. And there are just, the numbers in Pennsylvania are really hard to believe. Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump improved his numbers in really every group with the exception of, if Joe Biden won the state, it must have been these voters. Mm-hmm. I think probably sort of white, college-educated, suburban voters. Mm-hmm. And there must have been just this really mass perfusion of these people in really quite stunning numbers, because everybody knows, it's Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, mainly Philadelphia. In Pittsburgh, Trump did pretty much what I thought he would do. He got almost 40% of the vote in Allegheny yes. County, which is great.
Right. Right. Exactly.
And in Philadelphia, he actually almost got 20%. I think last I checked, I think it was Biden over Trump, 80% to 19% or something mm-hmm. like that. Yeah. And that's actually really good mm-hmm. by Donald Trump. We would have been surprised if Trump got 10%.
Exactly.
In Philadelphia. So it's really, it's a pretty shocking situation. It's hard to look at these numbers. Trump got at least 400,000 more votes mm-hmm. in Pennsylvania in 2020 than they did in 2016. So up from about 2.9 million to about 3.4 million and still lost the state? I don't know. It's really hard to imagine.
Paul, I'm not even sure how you can even analyze these numbers because of, the ballot stuffing that took place. I mean, were there real people behind each of those ballots, or are these just ghost ballots, especially now with the recent introduction of, printing presses coming out of China? Now, we know that printing presses were involved. I don't think it takes a genius to figure that out.
But if they came from China or some other place in the Netherlands, God only knows right now. But there seems to be some indication and some evidence that China had the machines whirling, whirling like crazy.
Well, the mail-in ballots, and Donald Trump said this, and the liberal media made fun of him, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said that the mail-in ballots, these present opportunities rife with fraud. And
right.
I mean, two-thirds of the countries, Bill, in the European Union ban mail-in ballots.
Right.
I mean, yeah. everybody knows what a potential disaster this is.
Mm-hmm.
And with Pennsylvania, I remember the night of the election, and so it had been November 3rd, late at night, probably close to midnight, and Donald Trump was up in Pennsylvania by 600,000, 700,000 votes. I mean, we'd never seen anything like that.
And, mm-hmm.
and I remember texting with different people in the state, friends, family, but one person said, well, he's going to need another 300,000 more to overcome vote fraud in Philadelphia, right?
Little
and
did
I
they
said,
know.
No. yeah, that's right. Yeah, he knew. And I said, but no, he said, you can't lose a 700,000 vote lead. I mean, he's up 48-41%.
Right.
And I was crunching the numbers too, trying to figure out, well, how many mail-in ballots are out there?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, I watched all of them. Everybody thought probably something in the range of 1 to 2 million mail-in
mm-hmm.
ballots, right?
Right.
So 2 million would have been the height of this. Well, in the end here, it looks like there were 3.1 million mail-in ballots.
Uh-huh.
That were sent out in Pennsylvania, which is just incredible. I mean, 3.1
right.
million. And what's even more incredible is that about 2.6 million of these were actually, you know, allegedly filled out in returns. So you're looking at like a 90% return
yes.
rate on the mail-in ballots.
And which is unheard of on its face.
Yeah, it's unheard of. I know this is anecdotal, but I mean, so many people who I talked to emailed me and said, oh yeah, I got two mail-in ballots. It's a joke,
and I
chucked both of them, and I went in and I voted in person, which a lot of people do, right?
Exactly.
It's really hard to get a 90% return, and then also too, and this has been talked about more recently. Of those that came in, assuming that they were even 90%, and that's a good question, but there was a very low rejection rate on the ballots mm-hmm. that came in.
Right.
So usually mail-ins have very high rejection rates, and this didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So less than
1%, and usually it's around 6%, something like that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well below 1%. And then Daniel Horowitz and others have written about this. Even if for the sake of argument there were 2.6 million. Mail-in ballots that were legitimate and came in,
mm-hmm.
Biden would have had to have won, I mean, way over 80%
yes.
of those ballots. And I know people say, well, the mail-in ballots skewed Democrat. Well, they did. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
but of those, I think, this off the top of my head, Daniel Horowitz has the numbers on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was something like 65% of those ballots were Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
About 20% were Republican. The rest were independent. And so, I mean, Biden would have had to have won like 95% of the Democrat ballots. Yeah, all right, okay, that's conceivable.
Mm-hmm.
But he would have had to have won, you know, similar numbers with the independents, would have had to have pulled off a bunch of Republicans. I mean, it just doesn't add up.
Mm-hmm.
It simply doesn't make sense. So, I mean, Pennsylvania, I mean, look, I can't vouch for Georgia, Michigan, and the other states. But what happened in Pennsylvania, it's really hard to add that up.
Well, the thing that we're seeing here, and you study numbers and you see patterns, there seems to be a consistent pattern that is before us here that's being ignored, whether it is with Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, Georgia, go down through it, that I tell you, this smells like one incredible orchestrated event, Paul.
Well, it's possible, and I think maybe the what's most troubling of all, and people realize this, are the voting by machine, the tabulation,
right.
the Dominion voting, and in Pennsylvania, And I wrote a piece on this for American Spectator. It's called Pennsylvania Bombshell, and I think you've linked to it.
Yes.
And you know, that's based on testimony from Phil Waldron here in Gettysburg on November 25th, and he claimed that in one batch of about 600,000 votes that came in over 90 minutes, that Joe Biden won about 570,000 of those votes, and Trump won about 3,200. So about 570,000 to 3,200.
Right.
So this would have been 99.4 to 0.6%. And if that really happened, that alone, that batch, whatever that batch is, would have erased Donald Trump's 600,000 vote lead.
Without a doubt.
In the state of Pennsylvania.
Got to go to break. So, we got more from the professor after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, and this is why we can pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Welcome back, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Professor Paul Kengor continues with us. Paul, as we've been saying here on the show, where we are today is the result of officials, election officials, governments, courts, kicking the proverbial can, the voter fraud can, up the road. And this is where we are right now, after decades of ignored voter fraud. And I keep bringing up, even to the point that it wasn't that long ago, the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, looked in the camera and said, there is no voter fraud. There's no such thing as voter fraud. It's non-existent in America. And go, how can you make that statement when people are being arrested? They're in jail for voter fraud. And you are an Attorney General of the United States and making such a stupid statement like that? But see, this is what's happened to our country. We've become delusional over these incredible offenses and violation of truth that you wonder, where are we going to end up? If this is ignored as blatantly as this has become, I mean, because the Democrats and the machinery of the Socialist Party and communist interests, all these things have jumped the shark on this thing to such a degree that we have over 1,000 affidavits. These are sworn testimonies of these violations that are incredible. I mean, we took an interview. Actually, it was a testimony from Gregory Sandstrom. This guy's a data scientist, former military. I think he's a Naval Academy grad, served our country. This guy was there to observe, and he notes all the offenses of how they were blocked. And, we're talking 24 instances of USB cards being connected to voting machines, the chain of custody violated. I mean, this thing is rank with corruption. And Paul, if we ignore this, America, we might as well just say, look, we are a bona fide 100% certifiable banana republic.
Well, and what Eric Holder said there, yeah, it's absolutely false. I mean, that's absolutely incorrect. And really what you have here, Bill, I mean, let's be honest about this. The main reason that they're covering their eyes and their ears, it reminds me of the Charlottesville situation, right, where Donald yes. Trump pointed out that there were extremists on both sides. And this is what the left always does. Extremists on both sides? Well, what yes. are you talking about? Right, because they don't see extremists on the left. Cities can be inflamed. Thanks to Antifa and other protesters, and the left will deny it if it's their guys who are doing it. Mm-hmm. But with the voter fraud, it is historically done to favor Democrats. Exactly. And I mean, that's because, you know, people, if you're listening, who are Democrats that don't want to hear that, I mean, this is how it works. It usually goes on in big city Democratic Party machines. I mean, that's where this usually happens. And so to the extent that it happens, it usually favors Democrats. So
exactly.
So they're going to cover their
eyes. We know Illinois is rampant with it. It's historical. Right. My buddy down in Broward County, he goes, Bill, we never stop the vote count until we get the cemetery count. And, you know,
right,
we kind of
right.
laugh about that, and we talk about Mayor Daley and all the stuff that he did, and then also, by the way, in casual conversation in this recent debate, it was pointed out, it says, well, if the truth be known, John F. Kennedy probably lost to Nixon, but for what came out of Chicago.
Right.
And you go,
yeah.
What? I mean,
yeah.
Here we – so big surprise that in 2020, here we are today, and we've got the voter politic wondering – what the heck has been done to them?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's exactly right. And I mean, look, in Philadelphia is even more crooked than Chicago, which is really a shame. I mean, it's the state of independence, the city
right.
of independence, right,
mm.
in the United States. Other cities, Milwaukee, Detroit. And also you have these massive numbers there. So that's where any sort of shenanigans could occur. I mean, the one thing that's really hard to do for people in trying to make this case, you just wonder if there was literal ballot stuffing going on, if people were bringing in boxes, and there is testimony of
yes.
some of them.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is always, well, who? who did it, right? Who had their finger on the button? If there were 570,000 votes flipped to Joe Biden out of a batch of 600,000, who did that, right?
But they ask, Paul, but what's so disgusting, and it drives me nuts with the media, they're asking that question of President Trump. Like, President Trump knows all things. Wait a minute. That is your job the press. It is the job of the FBI to check this out. I mean, where are they? I mean, Bill Barr et al. Are missing in action right now at a time that we really need them. And it's like, what, all of a sudden they're going to come back in February and come up with some sort of blasé, grassy knoll, report out of the Warren Commission one more time, and we're supposed to believe that bunch of bunk?
Well, that's right. In fact, the column I wrote for American Spectator, I got two emails from Never Trump writers, columnists.
Right.
And they were both picking on a paragraph that I had, one paragraph that had nothing to do with the 99.4 to 0.6%, 570,000 versus 3,200. They zeroed in on another paragraph where they said that my data was wrong. And I said, well, I've followed up on that, and I've amended that paragraph. And my data is not wrong. What Colonel Waldron said at the time now seems to have been updated and is probably incorrect. Mm-hmm. And I said, but what about the main point of the article?
Exactly.
570. Mm-hmm. What about that? And I'm telling you, Bill, they ignored it every time I said that.
Yeah,
every time. Mm-hmm. And so finally we removed that paragraph at American Spectator, because I told him, I said, I'm getting people who are focusing just on that one paragraph that has nothing to do with the damned article.
Exactly.
So we finally took that out. And as for the major claim, the one claim, they're done. Bill, they're silent now. They're not even responding to it. And also, too, the one guy said me something, well, USA Today fact-checked this point. Okay, have they fact-checked the 570 to 3,200? No, they haven't.
Well, of course
not.
And
this is what they do. They just ignore that.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't prove that point wrong, they don't even fact-check it.
Right.
They correct or incorrect. They just ignore it.
Right.
And in the meantime, there's people like us who really just want to know the truth on them.
Exactly.
I really want to know.
This is how we advance intelligence and the intellect of the voter politic when you have an open discussion. But they are following the Joe Biden strategy of just put a lid on it. So whatever they refute, just put a lid on it. That's all.
And whether you love or loathe Donald Trump, okay, I mean, if something like that happened, 570,000 votes being flipped, that's an outrage.
Exactly.
I mean, I live in this state. I don't want this happening every 4 years to whoever it is.
Yeah.
Because
people will check out. Ultimately, that's kind of what, Democrats are wanting the Republicans to do in Georgia, for example, is that in light of all this voter fraud and everything, they become disenfranchised and say, why even try? Well, if we go beyond this, that's what's going to happen. People are going to check out and say, why should I vote anyway? You know, the lever pullers who control the country and the world, they're in control. Forget about the U.S. Constitution. It's just something that will be in a museum and that we'll look at occasionally. One quick question left with about a minute here. Justice Alito's crucial lawsuit deadline change. Huge deal, huh?
Yeah, it is. And I still don't know if anything can happen at the Supreme Court level that could reverse all of this. Although the Texas lawsuit that now has been introduced that challenges, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, I don't know. I looked at Real Clear Politics again this morning. So Biden's won the national vote by almost 4%. The battleground vote is Biden plus 0.1.
Yeah.
It's like 49.3 to 49.2. So I mean, this could, I don't know if there's anything out there that could still reverse all of this, but it's quite possible. It really is. It really is possible.
Well, I think what drives us all, Paul, we learned this even when we were 2 years old, whether or not there was fairness to anything. And this is what's galling people, is it's just not fair. Professor Paul Kengor has been with us. Paul, as always,
this
appreciate it.
This report is sponsored by Vitalant. What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The House of Representatives overrode President Trump on Monday by rejecting his veto of a defense bill. The Democratic-controlled House voted 322-87 to override Trump's veto of the $740.5 billion bill. The National Defense Authorization Act, which includes funding for military projects and a pay raise for troops, was passed this month by the House and Senate. 1 week from today, Georgia will hold its Senate runoff elections. The two runoffs on January 5th will decide whether the Republicans continue to control the Senate or not. Republican David Perdue is against Democrat John Ossoff. The other race is between Republican Kelly Loeffler and Democrat Reverend Warnock. A Delaware computer repairman who went public with the Hunter Biden hard drive is now suing Twitter for defamation, claiming Twitter moderators unfairly branded him a hacker. The emails detailing Hunter Biden's shady overseas business dealings are reportedly now part of a federal tax probe. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, a thought came to mind last night as I was looking at the crowds that once again are out in the streets demanding free and fair elections, demanding voter transparency, demanding that the electors be appropriately assigned and are consistent with the votes that America cast on Election Day and throughout this 2020 election. And, you know, twice we've seen over a million people go to Washington, D.C., you know, to that end. And you hear crickets from the establishment media. And it astounds me because you see the numbers of people that go out there in supporting our U.S. Constitution, the things that we grew up with and valued, and they're ignored. But yet a small group like Black Lives Matter can go out, and next thing you know, they're painting signs on asphalts leading to the White House, offering all kinds of concessions and everything. And, I mean, they probably represent 1/10 of the number of patriots who are standing for our U.S. Constitution. Jenny Beth Martin is with us right now. Of course, she is the founder and honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action and a columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth, do you understand this as well? I mean, it just seems odd that so many people can stand for justice and the American way of life and we're not being heard. But yet a small minority of people can go in, they burn down cities, destroy jobs and businesses, and they're given all honor and glory. What is wrong with our country right now?
I can't answer what is wrong, except that things are terribly wrong. And I can say that in order to make things right again, we have to just keep standing up and doing the right thing and protesting in the way that we want the other side to protest, which is what you've seen with the protest over the last few weeks related to wanting fair and transparent elections. There is hypocrisy. There's a lot of hypocrisy on the opposite side of the political spectrum. And there's a lot of cover up going on from the media and from elected officials who brush under the rug the rioting or the burning of buildings. We all, I'm sure most of the people in your audience remember the image on CNN where there's burning buildings in the background, and the reporter says mostly peaceful protest, and the chyron at the bottom says mostly peaceful protest as burning is going on in the background, flame and smoke. Mm-hmm. So when the media lies that much, it's easier for the other side to get away with it. And I do think that it's lying and complete dishonesty from the media.
Well, it's to a specific objective and end that they have in mind here. This is why they're not concerned. There's no consciousness for the stealing and the lying and cheating that they've been doing. It's all justified, isn't it?
It is, because they, I think at this point, think that the end justifies the means. And to me, it does not. You have to. One of the things that we care so much about in your audience and at Tea Party Patriots, we love our country. We love the system of government that we have in America. We love our liberty and our freedom and our Constitution. And because we love it and we respect it so much, even when we don't get our way, we work within that system.
Exactly.
We don't see the other side doing that. Now, Bill, I think it's important to understand we work within that system, and that means that right now we should be out there protesting these lawsuits that are going on in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Georgia and the other states must continue to go through, and we need our day in court, and we need a fair hearing and to have due process.
How disappointing is it that Republicans who, you know, you think they're on our side for the U.S. Constitution, are folding up their tents and going home? I mean, what is, and I'm not talking about every day, I'm talking about elected officials here, Jenny Beth.
Here's what I think is going on with that. If you've got an elected official that is doing that locally, what I would really encourage you to have them do is to go to Tea Party Patriots website and click on the banner about the elections. There is a place, and I will go and make it more prominent, there is a place where you can download the Georgia case. Mm-hmm. If you have people who are folding up shop and going home and acting like everything is fine and dandy and one, urge them to read the Georgia case that Trump filed. Not that Lynn Wood filed, not that Sidney Powell filed, but Trump filed. It lays out violations of over 35 state laws. It talks about people who either voted illegally or were registered to vote illegally, including people who registered to vote in another state after they had registered to vote in Georgia. Felons, people who registered to vote while they were underage and not legally allowed to vote in Georgia, people who moved within Georgia to different counties and did not re-register, and people who just simply don't live here anymore. Mm-hmm. We have a handful of people who double voted. We have a handful of people who were dead who voted, and the absentee ballot rejection rate was at 0.34%, and in previous years, it was at least 3%.
Exactly.
So I urge them to read that and tell them after they've read it, if they think reading that case and the evidence presented, we have over 1,500 pages of affidavits. I don't have all that on my website, but there is over 1,500 pages of supporting documentation that was filed with the court. Ask if it happened to them, if they would want people standing up and fighting for them, if that kind of crookedness happened in their election.
Exactly. And Donald Trump has been leading the charge here, taking all the bullets. And, of course, he's backed by citizens like the Tea Party Patriots Action members and other patriots across the country who have, you know, they understand it. They get it. But yet the rest of the population has been propagandized, you know, through social media. I mean, social media, how dare they put a statement on, you know, President Trump's tweets that this is in debate or it's controversial or some sort of tag to every tweet that he puts out there. I mean, free speech is out the window here. There's no free and fair speech anymore. And this is why we the people have to come together in a definitive way here and in a passionate way. We cannot let this go. We cannot just say, oh, well, we'll come back in 4 years or we'll come back in 2 years. The line in the sand is right now, and it's even more pronounced with these two Senate seats in Georgia.
That is absolutely right, and I'm not letting it go. I've been part of the Trump legal team in Georgia. I'm a litigation consultant. I'm doing everything I can to help and to fight and to make sure that we get our fair shake and that we get due process. We have to have due process, and right now the judge is slow walking it. Now, in addition to that, we have an election coming up on January 5th. It's the runoff election for two senators in Georgia, and we have to win those Senate races. It doesn't matter whether it is Biden who's in the White House or Trump who's in the White House. We need to make sure people who love liberty, who love the Constitution, who respect the Constitution, and want to preserve liberty and not make us a socialist country are in those two seats in Georgia, because the margin of the majority in the United States Senate will be so slim that oftentimes it may come down to one vote. And we have to make sure that we have those votes on our side. So I wholeheartedly support David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler for their reelection. And I'm helping get out the vote for them as well. We have to vote. And your audience, if you don't live in Georgia, you can go on our website. We have the ability for you to text message people, to send letters to people, and to make phone calls. And right now, I think sending letters and sending mail is one of the best things we can be doing, simply because people are sick of the ads.
Exactly. And we've got to put everybody on notice, to the shenanigans, because what we're finding out, Jenny Beth, is that little has been done to remedy the problem that we had in the general election. What are the chances that this is going to echo back on the January 5th vote?
I think that in Georgia, we understand we can fight for fair and transparent elections, and we must also hold the Senate. We can do two things at once.
Amen. The website, remind everybody where they can go to get activated. We need an activated citizenry.
TeaPartyPatriots.org. TeaPartyPatriots.org.
Thank you, Jenny Beth. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process
process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call Get Callers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
I have come to the conclusion that it's harder to find logic in life if there is no God. How do you answer the questions of morality? How do you answer the questions of purpose? How do you answer the questions of relationship? How do you answer the questions of the sanctity of marriage? How do you answer the questions of inner peace? All of these are unanswerable coherently from a naturalistic viewpoint. And the best philosophers say, as far as morality is concerned, there is no explanation unless there is a transcending moral purpose. So to me, belief in God brings coherence to your answers. Disbelief in God actually fails to even justify the question.
Ravi Zacharias, an apologist, some have said. Dr. Del Tackett joins us now, former president of Focus on the Family Institute and former senior vice president of Focus on the Family, also writer-producer for Is Genesis History. Dr. Tackett, honored to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, sad news that we received this week with the passing of Ravi. And you knew Ravi well, and he was featured throughout the Truth Project. And I imagine during that opportunity, it really endeared you all the more to this special follower of Jesus Christ.
Well, I'll tell you, Bill, that it is really true. There is no one like Ravi. And he is going to leave a hole. I can't tell you how much my heart aches as the result of him going away. But this is in God's plan. But I will tell you, yes, that is exactly true. Ravi was a dear person, a dear friend. But we've lost a good one.
Yeah. Well, I loved what Sarah, his daughter, reminded everyone about that back in January, Ravi had recited a stanza from a hymn from the late Richard Baxter, as you may recall. It says, Lord, it belongs not to my care whether I die or live. To love and serve thee is my share, and this thy grace must give. If life be long, I will be glad that I may long obey. If short, yet why should I be sad to welcome endless day? Christ leads me through no darker rooms than he went through before. He that unto God's kingdom comes must enter by this door. Come, Lord, when grace hath made me meet thy blessed face to see. For if thy work on earth be sweet, what will thy glory be? Then I shall end my sad complaints and weary sinful days, and join with the triumphant saints that sing my Savior's praise. My knowledge of that life is small, the eye of faith is dim, but 'tis enough that Christ knows all, and I shall be with him. She says that it was hard for them to imagine that, you know, within 2 months after reciting that last stanza, that her dad would be joining with the states, with the saints in the presence of Christ.
I think it is a shock. It did happen quickly. We had the privilege of filming Ravi for the engagement project, which will be released soon. He had every time we met, he asked about it and was anxious to be a part of it. And he had actually started his surgery protocol. You know, he was going in for surgery on his back when they discovered the cancer, and he had already started that protocol for the surgery, but he came back in because he didn't want to break that promise. I mean, that's Ravi, always thinking of others. And so we had that opportunity to have some time with him, but none of us at that moment believed that within a few months he would be gone. But as Ravi has said, you're probably familiar with this story. When he was in Vietnam, and that he was going from place to place preaching, their car broke down, and of course most of us would, you know, say, you know, hey, wait a second, we're doing the Lord's work, or why in the world is this car broken down? Another Jeep passed them, and they finally, afterwards, and the car just started, and they drove along, and the car that had passed them was all were dead, riddled with bullets. And it was at that moment that Ravi realized that, you know, if your time is not up, then God will stop your steps.
Right.
But if it is up, then he will lead you through that. And I think from that moment on, Ravi rightly understood that, you know, the Lord is in charge of our days.
Exactly.
We do not have the power or the right to add or subtract from those. And so we live each day for the glory of God. And he certainly did that.
Exactly. Going back to the Truth Project, of all the people that you could pick, and you featured, I mean, some great apologists. I mean, it's such a powerful presentation. I tell people to this day, Del, that you know, you want to run, not walk, to the Truth Project if you've not been exposed to it. I think I shared with you in Nashville when we met the last time face to face that I'd become an evangelist, and still to this day, for the Truth Project, I believe it's so life changing. In fact, you know, as I told you then, I still, and our audience knows, I give you credit. I mean, the reason I came back to the microphone, I'd been away from the microphone for 30 years. I felt like, okay, you know, other chapters of my life, but I was still sensitive to what God was calling me to do. And God called me back to the microphone after being away from it for 30 years. And instrumental in me coming back was the Truth Project and the impact that you and Ravi and the others made on my life. I mean, that's why I'm here today.
Well, Bill, that thrills me. It also humbles me because, again, as I've told you, I am merely the tour guide, and
yes.
God was so gracious to allow us to have RC and Ravi and others in the Truth Project, and he wove all that together, and it still continues to have an impact all over the world. And that is not because of me. That is because God, for some reason, has chosen to put his hands upon it.
Yeah. We co-labor with God. That's the thing that's so cool. And I learned that back in the mid-'80s when I was honored to work with the Billy Graham Association in Southern California. We had 10 sold out, nine sold out. I mean, nobody bought a ticket. I mean, they came. We were to capacity for 10 consecutive nights there in Anaheim. The last night, they turned away over 4,000 at the gate. They decided to open up even the infield. So all the infield was even covered, for that revival that took place.
Wow, that must have been quite an
experience. That crusade. Oh, it was just an awesome, awesome experience. But Ravi was, the thing that's amazing about him, Del, he's instantaneous. I mean, you cannot be in the presence, whether it's by video or any other context, and he was just so committed to the truth and the gospel that you couldn't come away the same after being in contact with Ravi, could you?
No, not at all. I mean, there was no doubt Ravi's intellect, his command of not only the truth of God, but his command of language, his ability to speak was, I think, unmatched. But I will tell you this, Bill. I think that what really drew people to Ravi, as high as all of those things were in Ravi, I think what drew people to him was that they knew he cared about them. And this, from the very beginning, was Ravi's modus operandi, I guess you could say. And that was, and you've heard him say this, no doubt, that he said that he wasn't so interested in the question. He was interested in the questioner. And because a question was not asked in order for us to defeat the question and rebuff the question. But the question was asked because it was a cry from the heart of the questioner, and it had to be answered for the sake of the questioner. I think this is what drew people to Ravi, because they knew that Ravi cared about them. He wasn't just an intellect who was there to bat down whatever balls were thrown in his direction. He cared about the person.
I'll tell you, that is wisdom that we need to embrace today, Del, in our very contentious society, politically driven and influenced by modernism. Like the question of the Truth Project. You know, how do you like it now? You've abandoned truth. You've turned your back on God. And in the midst of all this, and I think that the blessing of COVID-19 is it's caused us to hit a little bit of a pause button and do some pondering and meditation and to be in pursuit of the truth. And what I'm seeing giving rise to is not only a era of repentance, because I think that is critical, because repentance leads to revival, and the very thing that many have been praying for. We can't get to revival without repentance, right?
No, we cannot, and yet we must also recognize from, as Paul was writing to Timothy, that repentance comes from the Lord.
Yes.
He is the one who grants repentance. We don't force that on someone. And so when we come to people, and I hope and pray that out of this plague that has caused people to recognize they are not nearly as powerful as they think they are. I mean, who would have thought that we would now have our malls closed and the theaters closed and people confined to their homes and no baseball and no basketball and all of those things? We are not nearly as powerful as we think we are. And this is the time
for the
people of God to begin to build the relationships with others in such a way that they can begin to help them understand that there is a power in which they can rest, and it is not theirs.
Yeah, it's not in the all the king's horses or all the king's men. I think we're realizing
it is not.
Del Taggett, thank you for being with us and sharing and helping us remember the extraordinary evangelist Ravi Zacharias. Thank you so much. God bless.
Pleasure. God bless you.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters...